It's Easter. You know what that means.
I don't know. What does it mean?
Easter eggs.
Oh, yeah.
Easter bunny, hop, hop, hop.
We are the reason that he gave his life. We are the reason that he suffered.
Welcome to Let's Pray, the place where you don't have to pray alone. Amen. It's Easter week, and have you ever wondered what chocolate bunnies and eggs have to do with the holiday at all? Today on Let's Pray, we'll take a closer look at Easter to understand the real meaning of the Christian celebration, which highlights the most important sacrifice ever made.
Before we continue with our discussion, we're ready to lift your prayer request to the Lord. Mm-hmm. Please call us now. Our lines are open. Dial 877-7-LET'S-PRAY, and our friends outside of the U.S. can dial 859-777-PRAY or 7729. And we'll take your calls in just a minute. First, let's ask God to bless our discussion and all of you watching at home or around the world. Let's pray. Dear Lord, we are thankful for the opportunity to gather together wherever we are around the world. And we ask for your blessing. We ask for your power. We ask for your revelation. And we ask, Lord, most of all, that we would be encouraged and pointed towards you no matter what happens here today. Thank you so much for what you'll do. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen. Well, it has been 1 week since we sat together. And
yes.
How has your week been, friend?
It's been a good week.
Yes.
I guess I can say this now because I made it public.
Yeah.
Whatever you do on social media is public now to
right?
the world, right?
So, makes it real, I guess.
We are proud to say and happy to say that we are having another baby.
Yes. So glad you're telling people.
Yes. So it's super excited about that. Yes. And it's a girl. So
yay!
We're finding out. Yes.
All right, ladies. We're no longer outnumbered, all right, in the Broussard family.
Yeah. So I'm just thanking God for that and what he's doing in our lives. He's merciful and he's gracious.
He is. Mm-hmm. So good all the time. Now, I understand that it was, there was some question, like, it's like the world said one thing, but God had something
definitely.
Else to say about your second child.
Yeah, the doctors said no. They said that it was a slim to none chance. And, mm-hmm. But God has the final say. And we are thankful. And so I just want to encourage you out there. You may be in a situation where the world or the doctors or the financial individuals that you've gone to has said no, but God has the final say in your life. And so utilize that line of connection through mm-hmm. prayer to allow him to have the final say on your circumstance.
Yes. Amen, amen. Mm-hmm. And I'd like to offer a quick prayer sure. over your family and your new addition.
Thank you.
Excellent. Let's pray together, family. Heavenly Father, thank you. Lord, we just... we pour our hearts out in praise to you, Jesus, because of this gift that you have bestowed on the Broussard family. Jesus, I'm just so grateful that you did something that was against the odds, Lord, again. Father, I love it when you show off, Jesus. And so, Father, we're asking for protection and for covering and for joy and strength on Natasha's part and Mario's part to support his lovely wife during this time in the name of Jesus. Father, I pray that this child would be brought into fullness of life in the name of Jesus, that everything would knit together just as you would have it, Father. Lord, that for the duration of her pregnancy, people will ask her how she's doing, and she's going to say, I'm feeling pretty great. And she's going to know, and we're going to know that it's because of you, Father.
Yes.
Lord, we just plead your will over the life of this child in the name of Jesus. Lord, I know that this little blessing of a child, a little girl, is going to be raised in love to you, Father, knowing your word, knowing the power of prayer, and having an amazing example in her family, especially her mom and dad and her little big brother, Declan. And we thank you for them in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much.
Absolutely. Susan. Our pleasure. I know that our Let's Pray family is excited to hear that, and I'm sure you guys wanted to pray with them too. Amen. So as millions of Christians around the world prepare for Easter, many mourn the loss of Notre Dame. So this week, a massive fire, you can see the pictures there, ravaged the 850-year-old cathedral in Paris. The fire burned for several hours, causing the iconic spire and the roof to collapse. Notre Dame has been a place of pilgrimage and prayer since it was built in the year 1160. The French government promises to rebuild the cathedral within 5 years. And today, we'd like to ask God to bring healing, comfort, and hope to those who are hurting over this tragic loss.
Yeah, let's take a moment and pray. Dear Lord, that cathedral is merely an edifice, but at the same time, for so many around the world, and especially there in Paris, it signifies a place of comfort, of hope, of miracles taking place, from prayers being answered in pews, to babies being blessed, to even mourning the loss of loved ones. And so with so much involved with this edifice that has taken a blow, we ask that you be with those who remember it now. And we thank you for how you will restore, because that is who you are, God, among other things, that restores. And so thank you so much. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Before we continue with your calls and the topic of the day, we want to know what's on your mind. Are you going through a trial in your life where you don't see a way out? Are you discouraged about your job situation or your health? We want to pray for you. God is on your side no matter what's happening in your life. And in the Bible, it says in Psalms 23, verse 4, very familiar scripture, even though I walk through the darkest valley, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. So dial 877-7-LET'S-PRAY. We will pray for you and ask the Lord to reveal himself in your life.
Amen. And speaking of the Lord revealing himself in lives, we have a caller on the line. Her name is Thelma. Thelma, welcome to Let's Pray. You're calling from New York. How can we pray for you?
Well, I've been having a lot of pain.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. Very sorry to hear that.
I'm calling for some prayer. I've been sick for a while, too.
How long is a while?
Maybe a couple of years. A
couple of years. Okay. So, Thelma, is there anything specific? You're in pain, you're saying, and you've been sick for a few years?
Yeah, well, you know, I have COPD.
COPD. Excellent. Thank you for
telling me. You know, I have asthma.
Okay.
And other complications.
Mm-hmm. Things that happen because of that. Is that correct?
Yes.
I'm very sorry to hear that. I'm hoping that you have a community of support around you. And if that isn't the case, you can consider yourself in a community with us if you'd like.
Well, to tell you, I was a member, you know, since Seventh-day Adventist, but, you know, got married, we got a divorce, so I lost the way.
Oh.
But last year, I started, you know, watching the TV, and I saw Hope Sabbath School.
Yes, ma'am.
And that's how I started watching. So I've been watching every week.
That's a huge blessing. And, you know, we're going to pass that wonderful word on to Pastor Derek as well. I'm sure that he would love to hear that the Lord is doing mighty things through that program, too.
Yes.
So thank you so much, Thelma. Is there anything else that you'd like me to pray for, like us to pray for?
And I have a grandson.
Yes, ma'am. What's his
He's
first
a little
name?
Wayward, so I would like you to pray for him also.
We'd be
his
happy
name
to.
Is,
just
his name
first.
Is Josh,
thank you so much. I guess you did hear me there. Sorry about that. So, Thelma, we're going to cover the items that you had mentioned, as well as your grandson, Josh. I certainly understand the wayward way. And I am grateful. I'm grateful that we serve a God who favors no one. And so if he's done it for me, he can do it for Josh in the name of Jesus. All right. I'm so glad to hear that you found some community again.
Yes,
we're just so
you.
Grateful to hear your voice. Please call us back. Help us. Tell us how things are going with you. We would love to continue to be a part of your life.
Okay.
All right. Thanks, Thelma. Let's pray together, family. Heavenly Father, I thank you for the opportunity to lift up these many requests to Jesus. Wow. I mean, just to hear what's going on in other people's lives, Father, and to know that we are such a worldwide community, Jesus. Lord, thank you for your power. Thank you that you've heard each one of these requests, Father, that you know exactly what they need, whether it's relief from COPD and asthma conditions, Father, and salvation for Thelma's grandson, Josh, Jesus, or Tatiana calling and asking for healing from cervical cancer and that her platelets are low, Jesus. I mean, you knew these requests were coming in. I'm particularly moved for Kay's son, Josh, who's completely away from the family, Lord. I pray your protecting hand over him and for my Eula calling, Lord, Parkinson's, Father. I could not even fathom, but Jesus, you know, you are close to her. You are sitting right with her, Father. And I just ask for your intervention on her behalf, Jesus. You are the almighty physician, the almighty counselor, Father. You know about Eloy's daughter, Evelyn, Jesus, and her digestive issues for an entire year, Father. Yeah. Lord, I pray that you would just outright heal it. But if you don't, Father, that her faith would continue to be increased during this time, that you would continue to cover, bless, and heal her, Father, and give her doctors and parents and Evelyn herself, Lord, the wisdom to be able to seek out whatever healing that you are trying to provide, whether it's through information and diet and doctors or whatever that might be, Father. Lord, and for Calvin, praying for their friend, his friend's healthy birth of his friend's baby, Jesus, we are so thankful, Lord, that you know that child so well. Father, that you have knit that child together, Father. And I am asking, Lord, that you would bind the enemy, keep him away from the birth of this child, Lord, that there would be no injuries, Father, that there would be no sickness, that there would be no complications, Father, that whatever you see fit, Lord, we're asking that everything would go smoothly, Father. Lord, I pray for encouragement for each one of these people in your precious name, Lord, that even if these circumstances do not change, Father, that they would change inside of these circumstances in your precious name. Lord, I know that, Jesus, you are the only one who knows what's going to happen in these scenarios. But Father, we know that you are good. We know that you are loving, that you are mighty, and that you are merciful. And so, Father, we release them to you. Father, we lay these requests at your feet and leave them in your capable hands. We thank you for these things in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Lord, we continue with Kay calling about her family. She just feels like it's under attack. And there are three children that she has had the privilege to be a good steward of. And they seem to have wandered away. But Lord, we ask that you would please water the seed that is planted and that you would do something special for her birthday this coming Easter to allow her family to be there with her in church. And if you don't see fit, Lord, comfort her and give her some type of guidance and understanding, letting her know that you are still working things out for her good and for the good of her family. Lord, I pray for Diana, her ex-son-in-law, Gabe, who she is asking that he experience Christ in salvation. And also, Lord, that he has cancer and that you would touch his body in the name of Jesus. He has two children that he is fathering. Lord, I pray that this experience be one of which he meets you in the midst of it, the same way you stood in the midst of the fire with the Hebrew boys. And then, Lord, I just want to lift up Wilbert, who is calling continuously, asking for a closer walk with you. Lord, reveal the ways in which he can draw himself close to you, for you are close to him. You promised us that. And Lord, also for Doris, whose brother-in-law has stomach cancer and it is spreading. In the name of Jesus, I pray that the methods that they take will be helpful. Lord, I pray that you would lead him to a nutritionist that he could find the diet that would help combat the cancer as well. Unleash all of the forces of heaven on for his healing in the name of Jesus. And we can't wait to praise you on behalf of everything that you've done in each one of these lives. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Wow. So good to hear from our community.
Yeah.
Today we are examining the importance of Easter. And unfortunately, the holiday has been distorted, commercialized, and mixed in with non-Christian symbols pretty much throughout history. Did you know that the Easter Bunny and egg hunt celebrations have nothing to do with the significance of a religious holiday? Historians say those traditions are part of the pagan festivals from the second century. The true meaning of Easter celebrates the beautiful resurrection of Jesus, which, according to the Bible, took place 3 days after his death on the cross during the first century. Let's take a moment to remember how the Lamb of God paid for our sins on the cross.
Down the Via Dolorosa in Jerusalem that day, the soldiers tried to clear the narrow street, but the crowd pressed in to see the man condemned to die on Calvary. He was bleeding from a beating, there were stripes upon his back, and he wore a crown of thorns upon his head, and he bore with every step the scorn of those who cried out for his death. Down the Via Dolorosa, all the way of suffering,
is absolutely, it's just stunning to see and to remember. I remember seeing the Passion of Christ and being completely moved and just pretty much torn apart by it. And it's an amazing thing to contemplate, although we'll never truly understand.
No, that's right. And joining us to teach us more about Jesus' sacrifice on the cross is Pastor Pavel Goya, the editor of Ministry Magazine. Mm-hmm. And we're so blessed to have you on the show. Welcome to Let's Pray.
Thank you. My privilege.
Pastor Goya, before we dig into the topic at hand, we're going to take one more phone call. I was wondering if you would mind praying for this particular phone call. We're taking a call from Charlotte. Charlotte, welcome to Let's Pray. How can we pray for you?
Well, I've been diagnosed with a mass at the bottom of my brain 2 weeks ago. And the doctor, I was reluctant to touch it, so he just gave me some medicine to take. And so I'm praying that God can remove it if it's his will.
Yes, ma'am. To shrink it, to get rid of it in some way. Charlotte, we have a special guest with us today. This is a man who has seen many miracles. And I have asked him if he would mind praying for your call. I would like to introduce to you Pastor Pavel Goya. Pastor Goya, would you mind please praying for Charlotte?
I would be glad to.
Excellent.
Let's pray. Father in heaven, what a privilege to come in the presence of the Creator, the God of the universe, also our Redeemer, our King. Father, we cannot appreciate enough this great privilege of prayer. Thank you so much for your love. Father, we have needs. We live in this earth of pain and suffering and disease, and we have needs. So we come in humbleness and present our needs before you. And specifically, we right now present Charlotte. Please touch her with your hand. May she feel, may she sense your presence right now besides her. May she sense how much you love her. May she sense your support, your peace, your love, your comfort, your strength. May she be strengthened in faith and fix her eyes on you, not on the challenges of this life. Father, we know, we certainly know that you can heal. You can do anything. You say the word and it happens. So, Father, in humbleness and simplicity, we present this need. Please, if it's in your will, touch her and heal her, Lord. Touch that mess, say the word. And please, if it's your will, heal her, regardless if through a miracle or through medical means or through diet or whatever, if in a second or in time, if it's your will, please heal her. But regardless what you decide, give her the strength that only you can give. Give her the peace, the confidence that you are with her. That when we go through waters, when we go through fire, we are never alone. You are with us. You are God with us. Father, we pray not because we deserve anything. We don't deserve it. Yes. But we pray because Jesus died for us. So we pray in the precious name of Jesus Christ and in His merits. May your will be done. We trust in you, Lord. And in faith, we praise you. We thank you, Lord. Mm-hmm. We thank you and we love you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you very much for taking the time to pray.
It's a true blessing to have you here, Pastor. And just to jump right in, you know, we've read the story of Jesus. We've seen it played out in cinema. But if you could just, you know, how can we better understand why God decided to send His Son to save mankind?
It is a question that would require more than a few minutes. It can be divided in several sermons. But I thought so much about my kids. I have two boys, and we have a granddaughter that is absolutely amazing and spoiled. My wife buys for her everything that she doesn't need.
Of course.
And so I could not imagine to give my son's life or my granddaughter's life for strangers, moreover, for some people that are enemies. And so I thought about the story of Abraham in the Bible, waiting 26 years to have a child, waiting for the promise. And finally, when he is 101, you know, the child comes. And Abraham has a child, and the child grows up, and he becomes an adult. And God says, sacrifice your son. I am not sure if any parent would be a normal parent, loving parent, would be able to do that. And so I cannot imagine the 3 days that went between walking from home to Mountain Moriah when Abraham and the son went to the place of sacrifice. And the son who says, Dad, this is the fire and this is the wood, but where is the lamb? If I was the father, I believe those 3 days my hair would turn gray. It is already gray, but I'm just trying to. And then get to the mountain and explain to the son and raise your hand and sacrifice the son. And the angel comes and says, enough. Now I know that you love me more than your son. And then he lifts up his eyes and see the ram right there. And he says to the place, Yahweh Ireh, God will provide the sacrifice. And then we forward to Jesus' sacrifice. There was no hand to stop that sacrifice as it did for Abraham. And so people pray and people say, Lord, give me health. Lord, give me a job. Lord, give me this and that. And people say, is it difficult for God to do it? And so my question would be, if you are God and you say, and it happens, what would be easier, to give a job or health or to give your son for somebody? And God gave the greatest gift in the universe, in the history of the universe, His own Son. And so you go back where the Passover, the Yom Kippur event started, when Israel left Egypt from slavery, from bondage. And after the plagues, God comes to the last one and says, the first son of Egypt is going to die, and tells Israel, if you want to be protected from that, sacrifice a lamb. Take the lamb in your house and keep the lamb for 3 days and a half. As Jesus worked his ministry 3 years and a half. And make a pet, make a friend out of the lamb. And then after 3 days, sacrifice the lamb. And those who do that will be protected. Basically, those who accept the sacrifice, the punishment for sin, the consequence for sin is eternal death.
I was going to ask you, why do we need
exactly
this?
And the Bible clearly says that this universe cannot exist in the presence of sin. Sin got it so bad compared to the perfect creation and happiness, to the point that it is crimes and rape and terrorism and cancer and all this pain that people are desperate. And you compare how God created everything perfect and sin, what happens because of sin. And if you allow sin to continue, it's like if you allow cancer, if you allow all these crimes and all these wars and all these terrible things that happen on earth to continue, sin cannot exist forever. And so God, because of his love, has to put a stop to it. And because God loves us so much, instead of letting us pay for our own sins, he gave his son that was innocent. And this is the crazy part, the part that we cannot grasp. When we say, Lord, forgive me, and do you believe? It says, Abraham believed, and it was considered to him as righteous. And the Hebrew says, in quote, translated word by word, God considered him as righteous, as God himself, close quotation. As righteous as God himself. So basically, because of that sacrifice of the perfect Son of God, God himself died on the cross. Because of that sacrifice, God takes Jesus' perfect, divine, pure righteousness and put it on you, though you don't deserve it, on me, because I don't deserve it. And he takes my sinfulness and put it on Christ, though he never committed any sin. And he pays for my sin so I may live. And so he gives me his life and he takes my death. He gives me his perfection and he takes my sinfulness. He gives me all that exchange if we accept it in faith. How can you even grasp that gift? And so the sinner was supposed to take the lamb and keep the lamb in the house and then take the lamb by the legs up and body down, head towards the sinner. That was how the sacrifice was brought in the temple. And not the priest, but the sinner was supposed to take the knife and looking into the eyes of the lamb, eyes to eyes, cut the sacrifice, the lamb. And to think about that innocent lamb paid for my sin.
Powerful.
And so that's where it started, the Passover event. And by the way, at the time of the sacrifice, at the ninth hour, it was when Jesus died on the cross and the veil in the sanctuary broke and said, no more sacrifices, because the lamb was the symbol for Messiah, and Messiah died from now on. And the Bible says in Revelation that the lamb was sacrificed at the foundation of the world. Basically, God, when Adam and Eve sinned, God said, there is a plan. You don't have to die. My son will die for you.
There is a plan. I love that. Yeah. There is a beautiful plan. And I just want to take a second to speak to our community. I know that some of you might be waiting on the phone lines. Thank you for hanging out with us. We're going to get to you in just a second. And maybe you want to be a part of that plan. Maybe you need to come to the Father and accept him into your life and accept the plan and the love that he has given you, that he's provided for you for salvation. We would love to be a part of that process with you. So give us a call, 877-7-LET'S-PRAY. Either Mario or Pastor Pavel would be happy to pray with you and to walk you through that. You know, we're here. We're here for you. We are a community and we want to journey through this with you. Jesus has big plans for your life. So 877-7-LET'S-PRAY. We want to pray with you and ask God to bring you healing, to reconcile you to him. You know, you left off at something. You were talking about a plan, and the question that's kind of boiling in me a bit is what does resurrection have to do with all of that?
Some people emphasize death. Some people emphasize resurrection. It's all important. All vital. The
Absolutely.
Whole thing. You cannot take only the engine of the car, only the steering wheel. You need the whole car
whole
to function.
Thing.
And so Jesus' birth, Jesus' life, Jesus' death, Jesus rest, Jesus resurrection, Jesus intercession for us right now in heaven, Jesus second coming. It's all, what would we be without the second coming? Mm-hmm. What would we be without Jesus intercession as our high priest in heaven? What would, it's all together what he has done for us so we can have, we can be restored and have eternity. Mm-hmm. And so what is the resurrection? The resurrection is the hope that gives us the greatest joy, that while we taste this life and death on this earth, because Jesus was resurrected, we don't have to look to the grave, but we can turn around. When Mary looked to the grave, she heard a voice behind her and said, Mary. So she turned around. Take your eyes from the grave, turned around and put it on resurrected Jesus. Take your eyes for this earth and this life and put it on Jesus. He was resurrected, so we can have that hope that we too, because of his resurrection, will experience life. And so through his death, we die to our old life, and through his resurrection, we are born again, and we have the promise of eternity. And that's the greatest hope.
Wow, you give me hope just saying that.
Amen.
What a wonderful reminder.
What role does prayer have as it pertains to Easter and the celebration of Christ's death and resurrection?
Mm. This is something that really is heavy in my heart, and we don't have enough time. Maybe in a different time we'll develop more. I'm not saying that we should not present our needs, because the Bible clearly says, cast all your needs upon him. But I am saying that all we do, we just present needs before the Lord, and we forget to praise him. And angels praise him day and night because of his love, because of Jesus' sacrifice on the cross that is priceless. And we just go to God and say, give me, bless me, help me, heal me, me. Instead of first focusing on God, focusing on his love, focusing on Jesus' sacrifice on the cross, focusing on his promises, focusing on his coming, and praising him and spending time. And the reason, because we focus so much on the needs, we have so little faith, and we are so desperate, and we go to prayer struggling and leave prayer still burdened and struggling. But if we would spend more time on focusing on God, focusing on his love, focusing on his sacrifice, focusing on his promises, that would feed, reinforce, nurture our faith, develop faith. And then when we present our problems, we will not go struggling because we have no faith. And without faith, it's impossible to please God, because God works in our life through faith. Without faith, God cannot even act in our life. And so when we focus more on God, we develop faith. And then when we go to God, we say, oh, I do have a problem, but I know what you have done on the cross, and I know what you have done in the past, and I know your promises. So I do believe. I don't know how, but I do believe in you. Amen. And in faith, I want to thank you before it happens. Believe that it happened, and you'll have them. Jesus says, believe is by faith. And so what if we, instead of asking so much, we would focus more on him and his sacrifice? And for instance, I'm going to give you a very short nonsense example. In the wilderness of Judea, running 10 years from King Saul. King Saul and his army after David to kill him. And David has 300 soldiers with their wives and their children and all that group of people in the wilderness of Judea. You don't have water. He has to feed those. He has to give water to those people. He has to protect those people. If you were David and you run for 10 years and you pray, and the king, you have to hide from the king every day, and you have to watch because they get you and they kill you. And you have to provide food for your children and your soldiers. And you have to, 10 years, what would you pray for? That's what we do. We pray for our needs, for our protection, for our disease, for our jobs. For our, and David, in Psalm 63, says the Psalm of David in the wilderness of Judea. In Psalm 63, David says, in a dry land where there is no water, I've seen you in your sanctuary. Your presence is better than food. Your presence is better than water. I want you more than what? I want you more than the best foods. I want you. A day with you is better than 1,000 days in Hollywood. He doesn't say that. I say that. But anyway. And he, it's all prayer. Only you. Nothing about what I need. And so basically, when you focus on God and you see God, strangely, all these needs and all this life, they go dim, they grow dim. You forget your problem. And when you see God, your problems compared to such a big and such a loving God become small, and you are assured God is in control.
Amen.
I may not understand what's going on, but I understand God more and more. And because I know him, I have faith. And that's what gave David peace to that time. And that people want to have an experience with God. People want to have a story. People want to see a miracle. But to get to that miracle, you go through that pain and through that faith and through that prayer. And as you hang up looking to God, not to the problem, fixing your eyes on Jesus, not on the crisis, you have an experience.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Mm. That's beautiful. Absolutely beautiful.
Learn more about Pastor Goya in the ministry of prayer. Check out his book, One Miracle After Another, at the Adventist Book Center. I'm sorry, AdventistBookCenter.com is where you could find that book.
Right. Thank you so much. You know, we have our devotion of the day, and it's one we all know. It's John 3:16, and the New International Version says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting or eternal life." What a joy and a pleasure. And you know, Pastor Goya, I did not know growing up in, you know, as I grew, that the Lord gives eternal life, that we weren't all born with eternal life and we go one place or the other, that the gift of God is eternal life. And so that was really something that was such a joy to realize.
Yeah.
Amen?
Amen. Yeah, powerful. And all who believe, he just gives us that opportunity to accept him. That's just powerful in and of itself.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Any thoughts, Pastor Goya?
It is amazing that no one will perish. I mean, the thief on the cross, Mary, the woman of the well, they all say no one would perish if they call the name of the Lord, if they invite Jesus in their heart daily, continue, if they surrender daily. It's not based on what we are, but based on what he is.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes. Amen. Amen. We just want to say thank you so much for being here.
Thank you.
It is a pleasure and an honor to get to spend some time and hear how the Lord has touched your life and given you wisdom and discernment in this area.
Amen.
All right. All right. Will you pray for Pastor Goya and our community?
Sure. Dear God, just very briefly, we just want to pray blessing over Pastor Goya and the ministry that you have him. Protect him, keep him, and give him sustenance as he is called to various places in the world. May he continue to be impactful for your kingdom. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Cover and bless. Thank you so much for being with us today. You guys know it. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Let's Pray Live. And you can also pray for your fellow community members. Remember that prayer partners are hanging out to pray with you until midnight Eastern time.
And join us next week as we'll be talking about our role as Christians in preserving the environment. See you next time on Let's Pray, the place where you don't have to pray alone.
Amen. Amen.